Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. In Afghanistan Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in southern Helmand province, killing at least 29 people, wounding about 60 others, as both civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The deadly bombing came ahead of Sunday's Eid festival, which marks the end of the holy Islamic fasting month, Ramadan. Helmand is the largest Afghan province, where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. Estimates from the British government show that 600 other high-rise buildings in the country could be covered in similar cladding to that used on the Grenfell Tower, which became engulfed in flames last week in London. British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke with lawmakers early Thursday about going forward.
The House should, of course, be careful on speculating what caused this fire. But as a precaution, the government has arranged to test cladding in all relevant tower blocks. Mr. Speaker, shortly before I came to the chamber, I was informed that a number of these tests have come back as combustible. The relevant local authorities and local fire services have been informed, and as I speak, they are taking all possible steps to ensure buildings are safe and to inform affected residents.
May said the government can test at least 100 samples per day. As of Thursday morning, authorities say combustible cladding was found on at least three tower blocks. A car filled with a bomb material exploded in the Somali capital Mogadishu Thursday, killing at least eight people and wounding four others. A reporter for VOA Somali Service says the attack targeted a police station. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab regularly attacks government buildings.